and Hymn of Heaven are like my, I could sing them all the time.
And our hour of prayer is adoration. So that was perfect.
All righty, have thine own way, Lord, real quick. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. If you have a copy of God's Word, go ahead and open it or turn it on to Psalm 19. Open it or turn it on to Psalm 19 if you have a copy of God's Word, because this is not going to be on the screens. In fact, none of our scriptures are going to be on the screens today. Now, I don't expect you to turn every time someone comes and reads our selected scriptures this morning, but if you would, go ahead, if you've got a copy, and turn to Psalm chapter 19. I appreciate the way that our worship team and Rick and Eric have led us thus far and explaining what we're doing today. Because if you're new with us, or if you've not been here in a while, or if maybe you were just out of town last week, I just want to briefly describe what I've called our church to do today and why, for what the remainder of the worship service will look like. For the past 10 weeks, we have preached and taught a series on the spiritual disciplines for the Christian life. The disciplines are Bible intake, prayer, worship, evangelism, service, stewardship, journaling, learning, fasting, and silence and solitude. Church, it is the Holy Spirit who causes us to persevere in these disciplines. These do not come naturally to us. They are, therefore, disciplines. It's also through the fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ that we can practice these disciplines and grow in our pursuit of holiness. Spiritual maturity involves growth in fellowship with other children of God. Fellowship. Fellowship is not socializing. Socializing has its place. Did you see the WVU game last night? You know, we can talk pros, cons, how they're 0-2. That's socializing. Fellowship, though, is when we talk about spiritual matters. Fellowship is when we talk about what we are reading in the Bible lately, or how God has spoken to us through His Word, or offering to pray with one another. It is when we get to spiritual matters that make it fellowship. We eat in a fellowship hall, but we usually just eat and socialize. But rarely we have those special moments in places like that where we get to pray with one another and dig deep into God's Word together. And that's what today is going to look like. As we strive to live like Christ together, we encourage each other by our Christian living. We can talk in a way in which God has spoken to us through his word, and we can offer to pray together with one another. We do this in small group settings and large group settings. So maybe as an encouragement, the next time you gather into this room in the few minutes before or after service, don't let it just be about football and the kids or how hunting season is coming up. Not to downplay those. Those are fine things to talk about. But if we talk about spiritual matters in this room, I think that that would be a most wonderful thing, church, don't you? Thank you. Last week, I called for our church to fast and pray with some specific themes in mind, to read through some specific scriptures, and to pray every hour on the hour as a template. Some of those handouts will still be in the pews. If you didn't get one or want one that you've misplaced, we still have about 50 out at our Welcome Center desk. Please take one. Last week, I called for us to fast for 12 hours, if physically, medically able, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., praying 10 specific things with 10 scriptures, and we would do this on our own time throughout the day. Today, we are fasting and praying for the purpose of greater godliness. We're fasting and praying for specific people, places, and circumstances. An abundance of us have never intentionally fasted even once, much less made a regular practice of Christian fasting, and that's okay, because I'll confess to you that I'm no expert when it comes to fasting. Fasting confirms our utter dependence on God by finding in Him sustenance beyond food. And we can learn to experience that God's word to us is alive and that it feeds our soul. It was Jesus who repeated what was said in the Old Testament, that man should not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God. In the words of Richard Foster, in fasting, we learn how to suffer happily as we feast on God. All of that to say, this is why I wanted us to embark on a day of purposeful fasting and prayer. And that's how we've arrived at today. And also, if I may, as a commercial for this evening's service at 6 o'clock, we'll meet here in the sanctuary, and then we're going to read scripture and pray in here, and then we're going to take a walk. We're going to take a prayer walk, and we'll walk through most of the church. And we're going to stop at least 7 different places and pray for specific ministries, teachers, leaders, our preschool, our youth department, our nurseries, and we're just going to stop and pause and pray all over this place. And today, though, the remainder of the worship service is going to look like this. 10 different people who represent 10 decades of life from 9 to 90 are going to come up and read a scripture and pray along the themes of thanksgiving, adoration, confession, others, and supplication. And we are going to listen to God's word and respond to his word and the prayers of his people. And so while these members come and lead us in reading, again, these scriptures will not be on the screens. And I'd like for us not even to turn there in our own Bibles. I want us to just sit under the reading of God's word and respond to it, because it is living and active. And so this is going to take an extra dose of our attention when we listen and respond. I'm not preaching a sermon today. I'm going to let the word of God do all of the work and let the prayers of God's people do all of the work. The word of God is alive. The Bible says that the word of God is living and active, and that it penetrates as far as the separation of soul and spirit, and it is able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. My pastor would often say that it is the word of God that does the work of God in the child of God to accomplish the will of God. And so, church, may we remember this. It is the word of God that does the work of God in the child of God to accomplish the will of God. So today we're going to let the word do all the work, and we're going to let the prayers of God's people grow us and make us think and make us reflect. In our prayers, we will thank him, we will adore him, we will confess sin, we will ask him to supply our needs, and we will plead on behalf of other people. I believe that by the conclusion of our service today, by my best math, we will have heard at least 16 prayers by at least 13 different people. And that's a really cool thing. I've been looking forward to this service now for 2 weeks. And not to be hyperbolic or to get ahead of myself, I believe that God can and is going to do something incredible today. And not just today, but tonight and Monday and all week and in the weeks to follow, because God's people have so humbled themselves to His Word and are humbly bowing before Him in prayer, allowing Him and His Spirit and His Word to do the work in their lives. We are not dependent on what we take in via food. We as Christians confess that we are utterly dependent on God's Holy Spirit and His all-sufficient Word. Amen? So may we be reminded today, before our other first reader comes and leads us in the rest of our service, may we be reminded today of Psalm chapter 19. So if you've got your copy, open or on, read with me David's words from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse proclaims the work of His hands. Day after day they pour out speech. Night after night they communicate knowledge. There is no speech. There are no words. Their voice is not heard. Their message has gone out to the whole earth, and their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens He has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming from his home. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heavens and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The command of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than an abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey dripping from a honeycomb. In addition, your servant is warned by them, and in keeping them where there is an abundant reward. Who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed from blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Fred, if you'll come on up and lead us, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unconditional love that you have provided for us. John 3:16 says, for God loves the world in this way. He gave one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. We thank you for the precious gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. We put our hope and trust in you, Lord. Our hearts rejoice in you, Heavenly Father. You have and continue to guide and direct our lives. It would be impossible to acknowledge all the directions and the blessings you have bestowed on us. Going to Romans 3, verses 20 through 26. For no one will be justified in his sight by the works of the law, because the knowledge of sin comes through the law. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, since there's no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For they are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God presented Him as atoning sacrifice in His blood, received through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His restraint God passed over the sins previously committed. God presented him to demonstrate his righteousness at present time, so that he would be righteous and declare righteousness, the one who has faith in Jesus. We pray, as we as the body of Christ will never be ashamed to share the good news of salvation provided for us by the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Good morning. I'm going to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are my rod, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to John 10, 7 through 11. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. To the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for being the gate for your sheep. Thank you for your faithfulness, compassion, guidance, and protection. Thank you for your goodness and love. Jesus, you are the good shepherd. You guide and protect. You give in abundance to our physical needs, and you died on the cross for our spiritual needs. Your love gives us peace. In your name, we are set apart. God, we know that we stray from your path. We know that we do not deserve your love and mercy. But God, we are here together today in prayer so that we might set our desires aside and spend time with you worshiping and growing closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
The scripture that I have comes from 1 John, chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, guide us to the truth that we are sinful people. Lead us to confess our sins to a righteous God who is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your word is truth, and may your word be in us and our guide to confess our sins, that we may live a righteous life. May we each day have a godly fellowship with one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. What a pleasure it is to bring God's word in the reading of it. Psalms 33, 11 through 22. For the counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plain of his heart from generation to generation. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen to be his own possession. The Lord looks down from heaven. He observes everyone. He gazes on all the inhabitants of earth from his dwelling place. He forms the hearts of them all and considers all their works. A king is not saved by a large army. A warrior will not be rescued by great strength. The horse is a false hope for safety. It provides no escape by its great power. But look, the Lord keeps his eyes on those who fear him, those who depart on his faithful love, to rescue them from death and to keep them alive in famine. We wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our hearts rejoice in him because we trust in his holy name. May your faithful love rest on us, Lord, for we put our hope in you. Let's go to prayer and pray over God's word. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly. We come to you today, Lord, and just lift up praise to you, Lord, and the reading of your word and the power of it, Lord. And Lord, we just we know that you are in full control, and we just glorify you for that, Lord. No matter what we face and whatever problems we come, Lord, that you are always there, and you are there to lead us, Lord. And no matter what we put our faith in to try to gain strength or protection, Lord, that we realize that you are the great protection, that we realize that there is no arms, there is no military, nothing that we can have faith in other than you to protect us, Lord, and that you have called us as your chosen people, Lord, as Christians, Lord. And just praise your holy name for choosing us, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask you to use us as an example, Lord, to walk in you, Lord, and that we could share this with somebody that doesn't get to enjoy this wonderful love in everyday life, Lord. And we just want to lift up praise to you at this time and your word. And we ask you to guide us through it and to give us knowledge of it, Lord, and to remember first and first most of all, Lord, that you are set on high looking down on us, Lord, and all things are possible through you. And we ask these things in your precious name, and amen.
Good morning. This is a verse that I memorized a long time ago. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Our prayer. Father, we praise you for your everlasting promises to each one of us. Thank you that you're a God and you are the true God, and you are the one who supplies all our needs every day. Every good and perfect gift is from you. We trust your word because you are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the faithful God. Help us to remember your love, your mercy, and your grace to us. And I pray that you will cleanse and strengthen us, and your Holy Spirit will guide over our hearts and our minds to be thankful for all you supply from your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Help us to be found faithful witnesses to your holy word and to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I will be reading from Psalm 100. Let the whole earth shout triumphantly to the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs, knowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and give his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his faithful love endures forever. His faithfulness through all generations. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to serve the Lord with gladness. Let us come before you with joyful songs. Let us know that the Lord is God. You made us and we are yours. God, you are the good shepherd, and we are your sheep. Help us come to church with thanksgiving. Lord, you are good, your faithful love endures forever, and your faithfulness lasts through all generations. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was this thing. Oh dear. Okay. So before I begin reading my passage that I've been given so kindly by Mr. Kyle, I want to thank Mark Welch for helping me get up here today and read these verses. And I also want to thank Kyle for giving me a prep up to come up here. It's really an experience. But I will be reading Colossians 13 through 20, and it's all about adoration. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are invisible, and whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things and is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Let's go in a time of prayer. Jesus, Lord, I thank you for everything you have done, for all of the things you have given us on this earth and to be in heaven. I thank you for your supremacy over the world and just your love to be able to let us live on this earth and do everything we do to this day. And I don't think anyone else could ever do that for us. So just thank you for that. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
All right. I will be reading from Philippians 51, verses 1 through 4, 10, and 17. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Let's pray. God, I ask you for us to take verse 10 to our heart, Lord. God, create in us a clean spirit, Lord, a clean heart, God. Allow us to break down those walls and be very vulnerable with you, Lord, and confess our sins to you. God, that you see them even though we don't see them. God, open our eyes to the ones that we don't know that we're doing. Lord, allow us to put our pieces together to be more like you, Lord, and a way of doing that is confessing our sin, Lord, and being aware of what we're doing so we can turn from it. Lord, just be with us as a church today as we fast, as we grow closer to you, Lord. Be with us. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Be reading Psalm 68, verse 5. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. Greek word for the habitation is mahon, or dwelling. So in his holy home, he is the father of the fatherless and protector of widows. The next verse is James 1:25. But the one who looks into the perfect law, 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Chris Spurgeon wrote about James 1:27, and he said this, to this day and forever, God is and will be the peculiar guardian of the defenseless. He is the president of the orphanages, the protector of widows. He is so glorious that he rides on the heavens, but so compassionate that he remembers the poor of the earth. How zealously ought his church to cherish those who are marked out as Jehovah's special charge. Does he not here, in effect, say, feed my lambs? Blessed duty it shall be our privilege to make this one of our life's deepest objects. I say all of that to pray this prayer for our church. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you give us each and every day. Thank you for the gifts that you give us, Lord. Thank you for this church and the people that are in it. I pray for the orphans and the ones in the foster care system, the ones that don't have people there to show that loving care, Lord. I pray for the fatherless. Lord, I pray for the widows. I pray for the homeless. I pray for the hungry, the abused, the afflicted. I pray that no matter what the situation that they are in, Lord, that they know your love and can feel it wherever they are. Lastly, Lord, I pray for me and all of Fairlawn, that the Holy Spirit lights a fire in us that is so bright and so consuming that we completely are unrecognizable. And the only thing that we can be seen from us is you working through us. Lord, I pray that the scripture that has been read today does not fall on deaf ears. I pray the Holy Spirit has lit a fire in us to get us up and to go to the lost, to go to the broken, to go to the hungry, to go to the homeless, the abused, to go to the orphans and the widows. We're called to the Great Commission. I know we're not called to sit here, Lord. So I ask you, Lord, to allow the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts, to help us be humble servants, to be your hands, Lord, to your feet, for your guidance, Lord, that we may be led to the hurting, the ones that need to know your love, and that the Holy Spirit gives us the words to say and the courage to say them. In your name I pray. Amen.
I'll be reading from Psalms 121. I lift my eyes toward the mountain. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shepherd right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and your going, now and forever. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you at this time, to be with you and to worship you. We come as a unified body of believers, humbling, asking you to give each of us the inner strength and the peace that comes only from you. We have people here today who are hurting, those who need healing, and those who just need to know you. We ask that you touch each and every person here today. You, and only you, know their needs and situations. We ask that you be with the sick and those going through struggles and difficult times. You are the master healer, the protector, and the miracle maker, a totally loving, forgiving Father. Again, we come as a unified body, seeking your help and guidance in our lives and with struggles. And those with struggles, we pray that they find peace, and those who need healing will be healed by your loving hand. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Church, if you've got your copy of God's Word, turn to Matthew chapter 11. Feel like I should say what comes to mind here, and certainly you've noticed it, and maybe you've thought along the same lines as me, but we've tested out a new microphone today, and so during our scripture readings and our prayers, it's kind of sounded thunderous in here. I imagine that's what it sounded like when we read in the Old Testament that the Lord, in all caps, said. His voice thundered because of how much power comes forth from it. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Here's what Jesus says. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Any tired people here this morning? Any exhausted people here this morning? Stressed, anxious, worried, afraid of something? Yet Jesus says here in this passage, come to me, all of you like that, and I will give you rest, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and then you will find rest for your souls. Rest for your souls. And so here's what I want the next few moments to look like. Before our worship team comes and leads us in our last song of worship and leads us in a time of worship and me inviting you to come and pray at the altar and at the steps area, oftentimes when the worship team comes back to lead us in music and in worship and in prayer, oftentimes what we do is this. We shuffle our Bibles and our notes and our purses and our keys. Resist that temptation. Okay, I dare say many of us are going out to eat after we leave service today. If you are, I won't tattle on you, okay? But your children are very well taken care of in our preschool rooms in the back. But when they come and lead us, let's try not to shuffle around except if you're getting up to pray. or to go pray with someone else. If you've got to pee, hold it. I want these next few moments to be holy moments. I want today to be different in as many ways as possible. So worship team, if you will come now and lead us in our last song and in our time of worship. And church, if you'll stand. If you're here today without Jesus as Savior, if you've not came to Him to find rest for your souls, that's the invitation today. If you need to come and just perhaps talk this out with someone, Pastor Mark and I will be on the front row. I've said this and done this a few times, but especially today, I want us to get out of the way for whosoever wants to come and pray. If you want to talk to us about coming to Christ for salvation, please do. If you want to come talk to us about what it means to be baptized and what that represents and symbolizes, please do. If you want one of us to pray with you, please do. If you want somebody else on the front row to pray with you, they will. Otherwise, we are going to get out of the way and let the Lord speak to us through His Holy Spirit as we respond to His spoken word. Church, will you bow and pray with me right now? Father, we are here bowing before you, acknowledging our need for you. Our need for you as our God and King, our Lord and Savior. Our refuge, our stronghold, our strong tower, our ever-present help in time of need. You are all of these and more than our words can express. You have no rival. You have no equal. As the song says, now and forever, God, you reign. Lord, convict our hearts of unconfessed sin. Draw us into a spirit of thanksgiving and adoration, pleading on behalf of others, and asking you to supply all of our needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. May we respond appropriately now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have thine own way.
Thank you for today. Father, we thank you for those who are up here and read your scripture today. And Father, we pray that your spirit was allowed to move in each and every one of our lives today. Father, as we leave this place this morning, may we, your people, be changed. Father, may we go from this place and continue on worshiping and praising you through the rest of this day, and Lord, as we come back this evening, Father, we just pray that you would just continue to move in each and every one of us. Father, thank you once again. We ask all these things humbly in your name. Amen. Have a great